to the Nutramedical Report on this October 21st. Where, oh, where, oh, where did Billy Boy go? Oh, where did he go? You are bad.
I did that on purpose.
And you know, my microphone's like 6 miles across the way there. But anyways, hopefully everyone's having a wonderful day on this beautiful weekend. It's too hot here, as usual. If this keeps up, we're going to have to move. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, you're back.
Yeah, move.
Welcome to the Nutramedical Report.
Oh, you're kidding. Is that what it is?
Did you hear
okay.
that?
Yeah. Okay, so what are the announcements today, Michelle? Do we have NutruSilver?
We do have NutruSilver. No wonder I'm so happy. We have our NutruSilver dropper and spray. And there's a big write-up on it. If you go under our products, right in the front page, the sale, the silver, it's on sale, the same price as it used to be. The
right,
other one.
But more advanced technology. You want info about the technology?
Yeah, I would like that. Did you want to go to NutriMedical at the same time to see how I put I don't have a bottle picture professionally done yet. I apologize for that. But hopefully, Bill, maybe in a week or so, we'll get a nice bottle picture up.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Bill's going to, in the front page, look, I have it on sale.
Oh, yeah?
Regular, the same as it used to be, $39.95 for a 2-ounce bottle, 15% off, $33 and change, and free shipping.
Where's it located there?
Refresh your page. See?
I guess I need to refresh it.
Do you know how to do that, Bill?
Yeah.
Refresh. Oh, look at you.
Oh, you got the label up and everything.
Well,
okay.
Just stuck it there, but it's, you know, obviously I have the bottles up. When we get some good pictures, okay?
Okay, now, let me explain what NutruSilver is.
Yeah, would you?
Firstly...
Can I ask a question first?
Sure.
May I?
Mm-hmm.
Is it ionic, like the other silver?
Yes, but it's got some more advanced technology.
Thank you.
Okay, now, I want to explain. All the competitors are garbage, and here's the reason why. Silver, in its metallic form, has no biological action. Mm-hmm. That includes OxySilver from Len Horowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Nanoparticle silver, colloidal silver, all these silvers, only a very tiny percentage is in the ionic state, maybe 0.1%.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only parts of the molecule. Now, if you make an ionic silver, you don't have a transport mechanism to transport it to the target tissues, it will combine with proteins or halides, like chloride, fluoride, and bromide, or like chloramines, fluoramines, etc., and become inactivated long before it ever gets to the target tissues. So
and
there's
what
two
is it that you invented here and you put in the silver?
Okay,
liposomes, right?
Yes, but there's more than that. The first thing is we have the angstrom, literally the atomic form of silver. And then it's attached to hydrogen.
What's that mean, angstrom?
It basically is right down to the actual silver atom. Okay?
Is that what ion. Angstrom is the atom?
You're right, yeah. Atomic. And we have it attached to hydrogen, which changes its pH. So it's now no longer potentially acid. It actually is very alkaline. And then we put it inside a microparticle form of enzymatic liposomes. It's not just a regular liposome. It's an enzymatic one.
Well, I don't even know what a liposome is.
Yeah, but this is an enzymatic
one. What is a
liposome? It's an envelope that kind of surrounds it. So whenever it goes through a cell membrane actively transports it in through the ion
channel.
Didn't
you tell me this on a show about a week or two ago? And I forgot already, see?
Right.
I'll probably ask you again in 2 weeks.
So we have layers of technology that's more advanced than anybody else.
Uh-huh.
We have the ionic silver, like our silver 100. Only this is attached to hydrogen as an angstrom, atomic hydrogen attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have it in not just a regular liposome, but an enzymatic liposome. It has its own antipathogenic properties as well.
Cool.
And this enzymatic form literally makes it zip right into the cells and tissues. It goes through transport to the target organ and not get inactivated. And it's still at 100 nanoparticles per million, but it's far more powerful by thousands of times than even our previous one.
And the dosage is the same as the other one, except I think they put on the label.
On the bottle, they put on the...
They might have put a whole dropper or something. We'll have to fix that.
Yeah, I'm going to do some minor adjustments. The dosage basically is take three drops per 10 pounds body weight.
Yes, it's the same.
Yeah, for a serious condition or per 20 to 30 pounds body weight for prevention.
But most people like me...
Or one spray. One spray equals three drops.
Cool. One spray, three drops.
Three drops, yeah. And it doesn't matter if you're a baby or an adult. The nice thing about silver, you can put it in your eye, right, with a dropper or spray. It's not going to bother it. You can put it on a burn, like a sunburn. You can, because it also has stem cell and stimulator activity, which is why even in the old burn units, we have silver sulfadiazine, which is what we use to turn off burns. It shuts off the cytokines in the tissue, and it stimulates your stem cells. So it has two main properties. It kills off pathogens, and it's the most powerful stimulant for stem cell activity we know. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it has those two major properties. Now, this form of silver is the most advanced technology, and it's based on other research by other scientists that go back over many decades, including Linus Pauling and scientists working on atomic forms of silver. So it's there's nothing compared to it anywhere.
Is it going to be the top of the bottle, the dropper, and the sprayer interchangeable again?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, in fact, we probably will eventually get some nasal sprayers we can actually get, and you can just screw it off and take the vertical nasal sprayer,
yeah,
too.
We're trying to find some nasal sprayers, too, but they don't go very quickly. You've got a few left.
People mainly use the regular spray as just a drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it took a lot of work.
Finally.
Just like, for example, when we launched a month ago our Omega Supreme, this is 300 to 400% more absorbed than any other omega fatty acid in the world because of new technology. There's no comparison. We didn't change the name, although we could have, you know, added some kind of thing
Ryan
to it.
Well, Ryan was talking to me about putting just Pro on it. You might do that.
We might put the Pro on it because the issue is people need to understand we're advancing technology like our new prostate flow. It's a larger soft gel and it's different technology. It's far more powerful. Our Gamma E Plus.
What did they do to it?
They added some other components to it at a higher dosage and the new components that were never there before. So if you have a prostate problem and you're an older guy, you cannot have sex if you're an older guy or have not end up catheterizing yourself. Because most of these men that are catheterizing themselves, their benign prostatism is not responding and they don't want a TURP or transurethral prostatectomy.
Oh, my
gosh. It's a nasty thing.
No, I have no idea what you just said.
A TURP is basically we go in with a Roto-Rooter and go drill a hole through the prostate gland. And a lot of time, they damage the neurovascular bundle, so you lose the ability to control your bladder or ever have erections. Okay? And if you just put a catheter in there to dilate it, you can damage the neurovascular bundle. So a lot of people end up trying to catheterize themselves. And you see all these catheter commercials on TV. It's older guys that have not taken our product. If you take our prostate flow, your prostate's going to work, and you can still have sex. If your prostate doesn't work, you're never going to have sex again. Okay? That's the end of it.
That's sad.
No, it's sad if you're not informed, but if you're informed and listen to NutriMedical.
That was meant to be funny.
Yeah, I know. But if you're informed and
you're so serious.
Yeah, if you listen to NutriMedical, we can fix it. And we can also prevent prostate cancer, like with our NutriDefense, which, by the way, in the research done in Japan with one of our components, not one person in 20 years got prostate cancer. Not one. And that's thousands and thousands. So we're saying that we have things like NutriDefense and Vision Max you take with prostate flow and you won't get prostate cancer and you reverse benign prostatic hypertrophy.
Anything else you'd like to talk about with the silver before I go into a praise report?
No, I think that's good. You know, it takes sometimes years for product development, and this one has been works for years, but we are constantly working on newer ones. We have some coming up in early 2017 as well, but, you know, I won't mention those right
now. Don't, because you're bad for that, and then people...
Yeah, I know. By the way, I do want to give them a word. I'm working with Fish and Game to actually get licensure to actually import the powder from the red deer. But that's going to be probably early 2017.
People love the mountain red deer.
All they need to do is open one capsule under their tongue and the other one they swallow twice a day. It does the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just that
you should say that that's, as far as the delivery system, opening it and putting it under your tongue is the same thing.
Right,
that's,
and we're going to have a capsule.
We'll
have a capsule that makes it simpler because it'll bring it to the terminal ileum to turn it into a micelle. And that'll be a simpler technology, but that's going to be early 2017 probably before it's available. And the surgical versions are years away, where we actually give it to a surgeon for intravenous, mountain red velvet, nanoparticle granules, or sheets or granules for a surgeon to put in the surgical site, like somebody's had their quadricep muscle blown off and they're in a MASH unit, so they can regenerate their quad muscle.
Did you hear me say there's a praise report?
Go ahead.
A little different one. You're going to smile at this one.
Okay.
It's from Tracy, your massage therapist.
Oh, yeah.
She wants me to say this on the air.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
She's a sweetheart, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Bill gets a massage. Tracy comes here right to the house right after the show every Thursday.
Right.
To give Bill his massage.
By the way,
you live high, don't you? I don't get a massage.
By the way, she does what I call a Delta Force massage. Most people will be screaming and blue murder because she can leave bruises. I mean, she's strong. And if she's going to break up adhesions or whatever, like, they're going to get broken up. And she says she deals with athletes, and they're wailing like babies. I never wail. I said, just do it.
Yeah, you like the pain, do you, Bill?
I put on my Austrian accent.
Just heard it, Mars, and won't come back in the middle of the night.
Bill, Tracy wanted me to say, and you probably know what she's talking about. She says she's been suffering from, she used to have this hip joint pain.
Right.
You know what she's talking about?
Yeah, it's a psoas muscle spasm.
Is that what she's got?
Yeah.
And she loves, because she's had prescriptions before, she's everything, but she wanted me to say that the Collagen Max and Joint Performance together are miracles.
Here they are.
No pain.
Yeah, yeah. It regenerates the cartilage and the hydroviscous layer, and the Collagen Max triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase that makes new collagen, new elastin, new glycosaminoglycans in the cartilage surface, and new periarticular joint materials as well. So if you use those two together, and if you have tendons around it that are inflamed, like myofasciitis, you use also the tendon mender that actually has epigenetic control of the tenocytes, which are special fibroblasts that will cause tendonitis, like in your carpal tunnel in your wrist, or IT band fasciitis or plantar fasciitis. The tendon mender is really good, too.
It's funny that you mentioned carpal tunnel, because my hairdresser is developing carpal tunnel.
Right. So what she wants to take is two things to start.
Yeah.
Inflamax, 5 capsules twice a day, and Joint Performance, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day.
Back to...
And tendon mender. She wants to take both. Because the intercarpal bones have got degenerative changes if you do a high... If you do what's called a high-resolution CT scan or an MRI of the wrist, you'll see that they have intercarpal arthritis, and they actually have eburnation where they can have bone-on-bone between little carpal joints.
No wonder it hurts.
Yeah, and if it's left long enough, they can get enough swelling to entrap the median and the ulnar nerves so they can develop chronic dysmyelinating neuritis.
Back to Tracy, I thought it's so cute that she loves her tips. Her tips are a Nutrimed.
Yeah, yeah.
Every week she gets a Nutrimed.
She can either take a tip or a Nutrimed, and she gets a deal on the Nutrimed.
She always just takes the Nutrimed. Yeah. Another one that she takes is Comrade.
Yes, she. Her hobby is involved.
You know what
in
she said? Yeah, her hobby. She says every woman should take Comrade because we have to live with their husbands. That's what she said.
That's right. That's showing a great sign of wisdom. She must be getting smarter and older.
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
Yeah.
Marlene, Bill, from Kentucky. Hello, Marlene, out there in Kentucky world. She's recently diagnosed, Bill, with kidney stones. I guess a CT scan showed calcified veins.
Well,
the calcified veins
are not what we're talking about, the stones. What I usually start off with is a urine test. To look at not just a urinalysis, but send it off to a pathologist to find out if you have extra oxalate or urate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, what I want to do is if you have stones or microgranules, you send it off, the stone, to the Naval Research Lab in North Florida. Okay, and they'll actually do nuclear spectroscopy and tell you the stone structure. The things that you can simply take to stop stone formation are magnesium, potassium citrate, and bio-LVR. Those two, taken... Two capsules of, say, the magnesium citrate twice a day and a bio-LVR twice a day, and it'll stop your stone formation. It's usually caused by elevated levels of things like homocysteine, oxalate, urate, etc., that form the nidus of the stone formation. And if you take magnesium, potassium citrate, and bio-LVR, it'll stop stone formation.
I'm going to get right into the emails today because I have so many. That's okay?
That's good.
Unless you have something else you want to say.
We'll try to be zippy answers for them. No.
No? Okay, we'll start with Dion from Delaware. Hello, Dr. Deagle. My name is Dion, and I have been a loyal customer and listener for some time now. I keep a bottle of CardioVasc, Calm Mind, and Magnesium Glycinate on my shelf. Fighting high blood pressure has been a challenge this past year, but you have helped me a lot with NutriMeds to be able to manage, and I thank you so much for that. I recently have been having stomach issues. My stomach always seems to be making strange noises and really didn't pay it any mind at first, but lately I have been having a feeling of anxiety in my upper stomach, which sometimes causes me to also breathe very heavy, like I need to catch my breath, like a panic attack. Some nights it will keep me up and I'm unable to sleep because I will get the feeling every time I lay down. Then there are times when I will have it during the day but not at night. I've been worrying and stressed a little about the house and my kids, and I want to go and see my doctor, but I get sick and tired of my doctor pumping me with a bunch of prescription medicine or medications that only seem to make me sicker. Can you recommend what I could do for this? I hope to hear from you soon.
Well, what he's talking about with his symptoms, it could be from tachyarrhythmias like atrial fibrillation or what's called PAT, paroxysmal atrial tachycardia. Mm-hmm. So cut out caffeine out of your diet, number one. Number two, take Calm Mind and Brain Mag for the brain. Number three, start not only on taking the cardiovascular, but also take the magnesium glycinate, malate, and supernox to keep your nitric oxide up. And what I tell people is if we're looking at the upper abdomen, the most common thing is what's called basically abnormal peristalsis. And the first thing to take is IBS care, which is going to release carnitine in your upper GI tract to reverse hiatal hernia, which is the most common symptom people have. And the wiring of your esophagus and your upper stomach is called the cardia. That's why it's called the cardia of the stomach, because it's the same nerves as the heart. So take IBS care, and then I would take GastroHeal, chew 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, and it'll stop the dysbiosis and it'll stop the abnormal peristalsis.
Do you think it's something like Mitzi's niece had, the hiatal whatever it's
called? Yes, that's the most likely
hernia?
Thing.
Is it like
hiatal?
That?
Yeah, it's most likely. Or
how do you say that? Hiatal?
Hiatal hernia. Yeah. And it's where the peristalsis of the myenteric plexus and nerves makes it crawl into your chest.
Yeah.
It also can bring acid food up, so it could burn your esophagus and get what we call tertiary spasms.
So could your diet affect that?
Yes. Yeah, so you want to stay away from hot foods and spicy foods and have more bland stuff, but the IBS care and the GastroHeal will stop that. The next thing to do is add a probiotic, like Living Probiotic, 1 to 2 times a day. And if it still persists, then what I would do there is I would add the Living Probiotic Ultra and Berberstatin. The Berberstatin, 2 capsules twice a day, and the Living Probiotic Ultra every second or third day. If you're still having problems, you need to contact me. I'll tell you what test to order, like a CDSA2 to look at your stool and your digestive enzymes and so on. And it'll actually tell us what's going on with your digestion. And if you have a QRMA machine, it does it very quickly and you can repeat it. But the most common thing is hiatal hernia and dysbiosis, where you're getting air and gas trapping in the upper stomach. So when you lay down, your stomach is bloated, and it can also cause a tachyarrhythmia where you don't even have a heart problem. Now, if it persists despite those symptoms, I recommend you get, firstly, an EKG with your doctor. Secondly, if it persists still, get a Holter monitor test to see if you're getting arrhythmias at night, like atrial fibrillation or tachyarrhythmias, like a PAT, we call it.
Mark, in an email. Hello, my friend Lauren sent me your way with high praise. I have been harboring what seems to be a virus for the past month, which is not going away. I had something similar last year, which persisted for around 6 months. I understand that you may be available for a consultation. I would love to find out what you think, and if there's some way that I can both rid myself of this thing soon and take steps to keep it from reappearing.
Well, the first thing to do is, if you think it's very similar to what you think is a virus last year, and we don't have more symptoms to review right now, but yeah. I can, if you email me more details, I can give you more specifics. But let's assume it's a virus. Mm-hmm. You can take one or two out of the three things. I would take probably NutriSilver and perhaps, say, Neutrodyne or Alcimed, one or the other. And what you do is you take the dosage of one spray per 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day orally of the NutriSilver and the, say, Alcimed capsules 3 times a day. Or Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water. But you want to make sure the Neutrodyne is separated from the silver because they'll interact. Secondly, you want to take NutriDefense, the capsules 3 times a day, because it blocks the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, boosts your natural killer cell, and stops the Fenton reaction, so it allows no pathogens, including bacteria and fungi, to enter tissue planes. Mm-hmm. And that'll knock out the virus. Proof's in the pudding. 2 or 3 days of that, boom, should be gone. And then it persists for the next few weeks, and you should be perfectly fine.
John from Red Deer. Hi, John, up there in Alberta, Canada. Dr. Bill, we've been doing... Oh, we're not going to have
30
time
seconds.
For it. Well, this is a little... I won't be able to do that. I can't talk as fast as you and get this a whole 2 paragraphs in 30 seconds, but you could. So why don't we just wait?
We'll wait.
And John, when we come back, we will read your question on the air. And in the meantime...
Sounds good. We'll be back in a minute.
Blessings while you're waiting.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Well, Gnarls Barkley is right. Let's continue.
Dr. Bill, we've been doing 2 Allison Med, 2 Royal Jelly, 2 Fat Mobilizers. That's the Forskolin.
Forskolin, yeah.
2 Collagen Max and 2 CoQ10 per day. I personally take much more, the Mountain Red Deer, the Cell Defense, and a few more for my gut. However, my girlfriend's breath smells like she has an infection. Let me tell you why. When I was younger, the breath of a friend of mine had the same smell, and he had a serious infection in either his bowels or kidneys. I'll never forget the breath when I worked at Merrill Lynch. Remember when I met you?
Yeah.
And he was a stockbroker, and he, he had the worst breath ever. Something was definitely wrong. It's so much that I can remember it today. And how old was I when I met you? 29? How old am I now?
Yeah.
That's something you don't forget. I know what he's talking about.
I think it's about 32 years ago. Okay.
It was such a smell that I never forgot. My girlfriend has the same smell, and I'm concerned. Is that part of the purging, or is it a real concern?
It's a concern.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. First off, the first, most likely thing, if you want to confirm it, is a thing called a QRMA, which will show the dysbiosis. But the most common regular test, advanced functional medicine test, is called an SBO, small bowel overgrowth test, and a hydrogen breath test. Which you can do if you order it to Nova Labs through one of these places, but it's not necessary. What you have is overgrowth of bacteria in a small bowel that should be sterile. 3 things cause it. First is you're not producing stomach acid and pepsin. Second is you're not producing digestive enzymes.
And third is you're not purging with antipathogenics any bacteria, fungi, or viruses. The most common thing is usually a combination of yeast and bacteria in the small bowel that are causing the release of thiol compounds by breaking down proteins and so on, which are sulfur-based, and amides. And those combinations will make a horrible smell that'll be like a sewer. Okay?
Yeah.
Sewer smell.
Yeah.
Now, the large bowel has regular, we call probiotic bacteria like E. coli and bifidobacteria, etc., that are probiotic. And these bacteria produce 3/4 of the small short-chain fatty acids that actually nourish your colonocytes. So your bowel wall cells are actually nourished by these probiotic bacteria. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're healthy for you, but they're E. coli, bifidobacteria, etc., like in kefir yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to take Digestes, number one, before every meal, a capsule. Gastrozyme before every meal. Clean your bowel out with, say, the Nutrisilver before every meal. You want to take Living Probiotic, one capsule twice a day. And every second day, rather than every third day, take a Living Probiotic Ultra. And you want to also stimulate normal peristalsis with IBS care.
Okay.
The IBS care releases carnitine to cause normal peristalsis. So what happens is, in the cecum, the cecum actually is the organ that holds the bacteria that colonizes the succus entericus and the fluid coming out of your lower digestive small bowel, because that's the end of digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And then it colonizes them with bacteria that literally start to work to digest the food, and the large bowel is a dehydrator. It absorbs the water back, but it leaves everything else there. So when you have stool, it's basically your body doesn't reabsorb the toxins, and the bacteria break down the material, so all that's left is just the dehydrated stool.
Oh.
And it forms it in balls, and eventually when it gets down to your rectosigmoid, those balls get rolled around to form stool balls. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what they have, and this is really important, SPO is not a minor problem. Everybody who gets autoimmune disease, including dementia, heart disease, lupus, whatever, has small bowel overgrowth. So if you have it, you're at high risk of getting something like lupus or some autoimmune disease. So everybody that gets autoimmunity has SBO. So if you're thinking, you better start thinking that you're going to get a serious disease if you don't correct it.
Jerry from Michigan. Dr. Deagle, I'm a 59-year-old male. I do not take any prescription meds, and I have had for the last 3 to 4 years a cough to clear phlegm constantly through my day. I have a ringing in both of my ears that can get intense at times. My hair is getting thin, and my memory is not what it used to be. I have been listening to you every day since you came to RBN Network. Look forward to hearing from you on what products of yours may help me.
Okay, well, you've got a number of symptoms there. Let's start off with the cough. Most common is postnasal drain, so he's got chronic sinorrhinitis, so he needs to be getting a sinuair, a sinupulse machine, and putting Neutrodyne in it with sinuair powder. And usually you can use a pure water system, water, distilled water, but you have to add the ions to bring it up to make it uosmolar. So sinuair powder and Neutrodyne. Second thing, you want to take Allergan and Allerblock for the sinuses to stop and dry it up. You want to take Silver and Nutrisilver and perhaps one of the other antipathogenics, Neutrodyne or Allicin Med, and NutriDefense.
And for thinning hair?
Thinning hair, you want to take Gamma E Plus and Recidival Hair Tonic. The Gamma E Plus will stop the hair follicles going bye-bye. Collagen Max and the NutriMeds or Medici's Royal Jelly.
Memory
is Cognition Plus, CDP Choline, Uridine Monophosphate, and...
That's it all.
Yeah.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And by the way, I just want to make a quick announcement. On this Sunday, I will be doing a show on Block Talk Radio called Revelation Now. I'll put up the links on today's show so you can know when it's going to be playing, and you can go to their archives. But we'll be talking about a lot of things. It'll be from 6:30 Pacific time to 8 o'clock Pacific, which is 9:30 to 11 Eastern time zone.
Who's that?
Block Talk Radio.
Nathan?
It'll be basically called Revelation Now, and it's a Christian show. It's on the Eastern Seaboard. Yeah, go ahead.
iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to contact Dr. Deagle. Me too. I'm looking for a supplement that can help with lymphoma. It is throughout the body and in numerous glands and organs, but seems to be dormant at the moment. What should I take?
Well, the first thing is, what is cancer? Cancer is a genetic disorder that tissues used to adapt to stress, and they go hypoxic and start changing the genes. These are the classes of genes that are changed. One is the cell-to-cell contact genes, which is the tight junction or J-junction, 4 angstroms, which will cause cell inhibition of growth. Number two is what's called the metastatic genes, which means they can migrate away to other target tissues. Number three is a telomere. They literally immortalize the cells so the telomeres don't shorten. Number five are genetic changes, so they switch to what's called a hexose monophosphate shunt. So when we give nutraceuticals, we give Malignant Arrest, 2 packets, 1 packet twice a day. Malignant Block, 2 to 3 capsules twice a day. Ellagic Acid, 2 to 3 capsules twice a day. A high-dose Power C of probably 30 to 60 gram equivalents a day. You can open the capsules and make a smoothie two to three times a day. And high-dose power, along with high-dose Power C, for roughly every three vitamin C, Power C, you want to take one full vitamin K2, menaquinone 7. And then you want to take antipathogenics because in most cases when you have cancer, there's a stealth pathogen like mycobacteria, fungus, viruses, like an RNA virus. And you want to take at least two of the three antipathogenics and nutrient defense. And when you go on a ketogenic alkalinizing diet, and you can check your urine for the ketosis, it'll help to suppress it. You can also combine that with mild hyperbaric oxygen, which will also help. So that's how it basically suppresses the cancer. Go ahead.
Next is Susan Bill. She's in an email. I am 69 years old, she puts underneath her name, and until now I've been in great health. Dear Dr. Bill, in approximately April of this year, I began having these symptoms. Varying degrees of fatigue, a cough that's never gone away, very swollen ankles, and shortness of breath. At our local clinic in July, the investigation began, resulting in tests which showed nothing outside of normal. Basic blood tests, pulmonary, x-ray, EKG, echocardiogram. My blood pressure is about 120 over 80. After a trip to the dental hygienist in September, it was discovered I had 8 abscesses, no doubt causing disruption of other systems. 2 weeks ago, I had 4 teeth removed. I have a bit more energy now, but some of the symptoms persist. There was a period of time this summer when I had a fever of 101 degrees. Parts of my skin have itched and still do at times. I saw a cardiologist who wants to do a stress test on her. So she says, I just don't know where to go next or whom to believe. Meanwhile, I sit in my recliner most of the day, day after day, so my quality of life has been in the toilet.
Yeah. What she's told me so far from her history, which is not directed.
Yes.
If they get a consult, there's an 11-page intake form, which I'm going to recommend to this lady she get a consult.
Yeah.
With two time units. Okay. What I hear so far is she's got chronic dental abscesses, which will cause a cytokine problem and we cause fatigue because the cytokines interfere with her mitochondria. Second thing is her symptoms suggest that she might have mild congestive heart failure. And she needs to get proper tests with her cardiologist to see if she has mild CHF. It's very common with people, even if they're normal tensive. It's easy to fix the mitochondrial problems with our vascular carnitine, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, cardiovasc, supernox, etc., to restore normal peristaltic activity. Mm-hmm. And the diuretic effect, I rather use in medical diuretics, I like supernox, VenaWay, and ultrathiamin B1. That'll restore normal diuresis. In terms of energetics for your brain, I recommend Cognition Plus, Brain Power Vinpulsatine, which, by the way, the FDA are trying to rule on Vinpulsatine and trying to make it illegal, which is stupid because it's been around for 35 years and it's totally safe. But again, it's a performance-enhancing nutraceutical. And to increase energetic levels, NADH, which is nicotinamide dinucleotide, 1 to 2 tablets crushed under your tongue 2 to 3 times a day. And D-ribose, 1/2 teaspoon in water. And I recommend the drink to take is Sports Energy Light with a scoop of Brain Mag 3 times a day. And at night, you can take it with also a little bit of Calm Mind. But easy to fix her energy levels. If she sends me more information before we get to a formal consult, just by email, I'll give her some more ideas. But what she's told me so far is her dental abscesses are not properly taken care of. She needs a 3D pan x-ray of her mouth to see if she has periodontal tissues or osteomyelitis. She needs to be on 2 or 3 of her antipathogenics, including NutriSilver, which will penetrate through, and a Neutrodyne or AllicinMed, and NutriDefense. And then if the abscesses are not draining properly, she needs a dentist to remove the caps or crowns that are blocking it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Next is Colin, an email. Good afternoon, Dr. Bill. Fan of your show for many years. I recently found out that someone close to me is dealing with a low platelet count, thrombocytopenia. The doctors have...
No, platelet count. Platelet.
What's it called?
Platelets.
Oh, look what he wrote. P-A-L-E-T-T-E.
Yeah. I'm interpreting. It's platelets, yeah. Thrombocytopenia is low platelets, yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
You can have either a primary problem.
Let me finish, Bill.
Yeah.
The doctors have been performing a plethora of tests, along with a host of prescriptions with no solid answers, and his friend recently had to sit for 3 hours and get a new blood pumped into their system. Okay, I thought you might want to know that.
Okay, the first thing you look for is you want to know if they've got... premature thrombocytes in their peripheral blood smear, so pathologists can see that, which indicates they've got something pushing them out, either lymphoma or myelofibrosis pushing them out. The second is they get what's called primary thrombocytopenia, where basically they're getting antibodies attacking them, or a pathogen. They can be a slow-grade pathogen destroying the bone marrow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and the third is they have an autoimmune disease like lupus or some other disorder, where they have antibodies that are anti-thrombocytes. And we can turn off autoimmune disease with the same protocol we use with cancer. We can also stimulate the bone marrow with things like mountain red velvet, HGH or growth hormone, and other things to stimulate it. And, of course, we give bio-LVR, superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, and simethyl to get the bone marrow revved up to produce all the different cell types. The first thing to think of is most of the time there could be a primary problem or it could be a secondary problem, but the spleen is grabbing the cells. If you do an ultrasound of the abdomen and the spleen is enlarged, it's very possible that they have what's called splenic thrombocytopenia, where it's grabbing the thrombocytes or the platelets, and the platelet count is dropping because the spleen is grabbing them. And you can tell that on an ultrasound evaluation. So it's obviously parts of a workup are not complete. So you should also have a bone marrow biopsy to see if you've got an infiltrating disease or destroying the primary thrombocytes or infiltrating to prevent them from developing.
Cecil, hi Cecil, from Texas, Bill. Doc, did you recently say that a new NDMEs will be offered for sale? If so, what is the difference from the old NDMEs, and when will the new NDMEs be offered for sale?
Probably,
also, just a sec. Yeah. Also, will this new indium chaperone not only the vitamins and minerals, but also the herbs in CardioVasque and the oils in the Omega Supreme?
No, indium only chaperones minerals. I'm explaining the lecture that I'm doing in December in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He explains a new principle in how all living things work. Your telomeres, and I got to do a summary of this because it explains it. Indium actually works as a harmonic resonance amplifier. The end of your telomeres are little antennae. The synodes are biophoton signal to your cell membrane to bring in minerals. The indium amplifies that.
And what's in our new indium?
The new indium,
we still have some of the old one left. The new one's probably not for another month, right?
Or more. Yeah. It's a matter of, I wanted to get the NutriSilver done first. It's similar technology to that. And the new indium will be basically a further improvement in terms of the power and ability to amplify the what's called the biophoton signal. So it acts as a mineral chaperone to bring in higher amounts. It's only minerals. It doesn't, remember now, the minerals determine whether you turn on and off genes. They're the primary black keys on the keyboard of your DNA. So it's minerals that determine the transcription of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. It's basically only minerals that determine whether genes are turned on and off.
And indium just makes them absorb better or something?
Yes. It amplifies the mineral absorption process dramatically.
I've never taken indium.
It's part of what's...
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Never.
Well, indium is part of what's called enshilajit, which is from the Himalayan mountains, but it's a pure form. And we've extracted that, and we have Dead Sea minerals. So we have, you know, the when you take, for example, the indiumes, which is the indium sulfate, it amplifies the absorption dramatically of all of the minerals in your diet, your vitamineral max minerals plus or protein, amino acid, chelates, or any other form of minerals.
Well, the new one you're making, I'll take that.
Yes.
Yeah. I will. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next is Bill Peter from Sydney, Australia. Oh, this is cute. My patient is a 14-year-old dog, a Basenji, with elevated ALT at 174, normals 10 to 100.
Uh-huh.
We have been using milk thistle herbal supplement for several months to little effect. This morning he had his first seizure, and I fear they may be related. Please advise what you'd recommend from your range of products, including diagnostic tools if required, and we will get an order placed.
Well, the first thing to think of is if the ALT is elevated, you want to think that there's a low-grade infection in the liver. It could be anything from liver flukes to pathogens to parasites. Mm-hmm. So you want an antiparasitic, number one. You want things to regenerate the liver like bio-LVR. You want fatty acids that turn off inflammation like Omega Supreme. Mm-hmm. Then you want detox, which is very important. The detox processes we use removing heavy metals, because a lot of times people don't assume that animals will get heavy metals. They do.
Excuse me.
Like Keeler Max.
That was, I don't remember ever sneezing on the air before. I'm getting allergic to you.
Yeah, I don't think so. Otherwise, you'd be long dead.
Go ahead.
Anyway, that's the basic things to start with. In terms of detox, you want to detox the animal's liver, you know, so that you can help the liver to heal, and you want these the basic supplements to heal the liver which is the specific fatty acids, mountain red velvet, etc. And in terms of the seizure activity, you have to assume that there may be, you want to make sure that they've got an X-ray or MRI scan to make sure there's not a tumor there or a parasite getting into the brain. Mm-hmm. And again, antipathogenics, things that stop seizure activity are things like calming the brain down with brain mag, which is magnesium L-threonate. It works well on animals as well as humans. You can put it in the food and it'll actually reduce seizure activity. And the combination of that and other things for methylation, which is important in the brain for to maintain myelinated pathways, would be the bio-LVR. So
he also says, hi, Michelle.
And also phenpulsatine, which is a brain power.
Would it be possible to seek Dr. Bill's opinion on the idea of breathing ionic silver solutions? I am wary, but thought I should ask the expert.
Yeah, you can breathe ionic solutions, but we... You don't want to be making your own like people do, you know.
He wrote a little note, there's such a thing as silver lungs. What's that?
Silver lungs is garbage. It's another one of these advertised garbage things. It's basically a nanoparticle. It's basically nanoparticle silver that's inert silver. It's in nanoparticles and only a tiny, tiny portion. So do not get your own silver lungs generator or any of this other garbage. If you want to take a tiny amount of our silver, neutral silver, you can put it in, say, an Omron or Sinopulse Elite, and you can inhale that. And then you've got what's called angstrom atomic minerals in a special enzymatic liposome, and then it's going to get absorbed to the lung tissues, to the basket cells in the bronchi, and clear out the infected bronchi, and the cilia will come back. But you do not want to be using a silver lungs generator. It's garbage.
Next is John Bill from Bangkok, Thailand.
Uh-huh.
We have a clinic here in Bangkok. We have a patient, 25 years old, CD4 count of 10, and viral load of 300,000.
Right, talking about HIV.
He has not responded well to the antivirals. We are looking for some other treatment alternatives for him, and just wondering what your HIV protocol is.
What I would do is I use high dose Nutrisilver. I use all three antipathogenics, Allicin Med and Neutrodyne.
Yes.
Remember now, HIV is an RNA virus. It's intracellular. ACT and these other drugs that are given for AIDS are not effective because they only get a percentage of the virus because it's in a stealth phase inside the cell. What the RNA virus does is interfere with the endoplasmic reticulum, start to shut down various aspects of the intracellular antipathogenics mechanism inside the cell. It also starts to actually reduce the total number of cell population of active cells to fight other infections. So a lot of people with AIDS, they don't die of the AIDS virus. They die of super infections from other non-AIDS virus pathogens, like yeast, fungi, mycobacteria, psittacosis, whatever. So you want to give them enough antipathogenics. You also want to clear other co-pathogens because most people don't know, if you do immunological testing, these people are loaded to the gunnel with everything. So they often die of yeast infections, mycobacteria, fungi, psittacosis from budgie birds or whatever. And what we do is we want to increase the CD4 cell count, will increase the viral load drop if you take our antipathogenics for HIV, which if they email me and I have their email there, I'll give them a protocol. And we have 100% success of turning off the DNA viral load of hepatitis B, C, or HIV, or any other pathogen, including Zika virus. And if you take our antipathogenics in advance, like the Allicin Med, the bugs won't even bite you. No insect will bite you if you're taking Allicin Med. The thiol compounds scare the hell out of them, and they will not bite you.
He says, we also have a shingles patient, and I would like the protocol for that as well. So he wants that protocol.
Three steps, sir. Antipathogenics, number one. Number two, remyelination. Mm-hmm. Number three, cytokine reduction, because there's local increase in cytokines that cause peripheral neuropathy.
Okay.
So if you treat all those, you can stop either early phase shingles, mid phase, or late phase where you got the chronic pain syndrome, and if you need to, you can map out the pain and apply the nutraceuticals transdermally as well.
Next, Bill, is Sebastian. He says he's Swiss, French, German, living a simplified life in the southernmost coast of Africa. Sent from his Samsung mobile. I wonder if that was the Galaxy Note 7. Remember Henry was telling us? Henry's our neighbor.
Yeah.
He's from Korea.
He's from Korea.
They
and of course,
blow up. They explode.
That's because the battery pack is sealed, and the change in barometric pressure will cause the battery pack to explode.
Well, he's way down there, and this is where he says
just to advise him, do not take your phone with you on the plane or
maybe
it'll blow
better.
Up.
When you email him back, you better tell him. I turned 68 on the 18th of November. At this less fortunate point, I am, in effect, a mendicant beggar, which that's a beggar, right? Philosopher. At this point, I can therefore not support your courageously groundbreaking enterprise any more than by spreading the word about it, as I have already done. As you will by this time have guessed, for the time being, only sound advice on my PSA scare will be appreciated. In a moment of madness, I caved in to having a biopsy taken. The routine blood sample PSA count was 5.2 with, however, an alarming free bound ratio associated with it. Still waiting for the results. He also goes on to talk about...
Yeah, free and combined PSA is the best test. Yeah. The next test is basically a transrectal ultrasound with needle biopsy and karyotype analysis by a pathologist. But I tell people, never do non-neurovascular sparing surgery. Do not do gold seed therapy or radiation. Do not do paint-by-numbers chemo. Take our nutraceuticals, which it can help. Take our nutraceuticals to stop not only cancer transformation, but BPH can also coexist. And always use gene-based cancer treatments, which you can also refer to. But our protocol alone will often reverse cancer.
Yeah, he does want nutriments, so he does say that.
Malignant rest, ellagic acid, etc., yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There we go. We have another 5 minutes to answer questions by email. And by the way, get your emails in to NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871, and we'll answer your questions on air.
Frank from Maryland. I went to my doctor. Blood test came back borderline diabetes. However, when the doctor's office, I was fine. No dizziness. I had three teeth pulled. Ibuprofen, 200 mils, 600 mils, blah, blah, blah. After a week and a half, I'm dizzy and urinating unusually too much. I'm not taking meds anymore, and I don't think I have diabetes. I have a humming noise in my head laying down, and I'm dizzy and nauseated.
UCLA, earlier this summer, published their report that recurrent criteria of the American Diabetic Association, 69% of adults over 30 are diabetic or borderline. Firstly, the diagnosis of diabetes is not correctly identified by doctors because they should realize the primary thing with diabetes is twofold. Insulin has two effects. One is to stimulate the GLUT4 transporter by the insulin receptor to bring sugar into your cells. The second is it regulates sodium potassium ATPase that pumps sodium out of your tissue. So everybody who's borderline diabetic or diabetic, their cells are poisoned with excess salt or sodium. They also have difficulty with not enough insulin receptors. We correct the insulin receptor deficiency. So when your doctor says that you think you're not borderline diabetic, you don't go in and out of it. Anybody who has a fasting blood insulin over 2.0 microunits of insulin per ml is a borderline diabetic. It's not dependent on whether your blood sugar is normal. It can vary depending on your diet or the stress level you're under or your cortisol level or whatever other factors that can determine whether your sugar is
normal
in that day.
What he's worried about, he says, I don't want to be diabetic on needles.
Well, first off, your doctor can give you drugs that can be okay, like glucophage. There's some that won't raise the insulin. But the main thing is use nutraceuticals. We have dibetalene, a capsule twice a day, berberstatin, a capsule twice a day, and in the morning, first thing in the morning, also a leptin metabolic that'll lower insulin resistance. And you can substitute meals and snacks with a glycemix. If you follow that and you avoid sugar, you avoid alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. You know, sugary alcohol, avoid sugary desserts and so on, and you only have multigrain bread and high fiber vegetables and so on, you're going to be fine. Yeah. The problem is in our current program, we take foods that stimulate insulin. The research now published this week is that diet drinks, which include aspartame and Splenda, or sugary drinks, sodas, if you take two sodas a day, it doubles your increase a risk of diabetes and increases the risk of a diabetic complication by 10 times. So the current one that I think is safe is called Zevia. It's Reba A combined with monk fruit and so on, and that's fine. But I like Soda Stream or that. Don't drink sugary drinks and, you know, those other things. So they're very helpful. Go ahead.
Next is Anonymous.
Out of Monty Python's Flying Circus.
My husband has, this isn't very Monty Python, though, my husband has AFib and got a pulmonary embolism. Now he's on Xarelto and Metoprolol or whatever it's called.
Metoprolol.
Yeah, but she said he was using Beloki to prevent clots, but he got them anyway.
Yeah, Beloki, first off, you should have had a rheologic blood viscosity test. Another test for hyperviscous blood, like fiber degradation products, etc. So if I will get his email, I'll tell him what he should do. And also you need to get an ultrasound to see if you have 25% of the population is an ostium secundum flap valve between the left and right atrium, and that'll stop it from going to the brain. So,
well, Bill, it's time to stop talking. Because
no, just two
what?
Things for him.
We're at the end.
Nattokinase and lumbar kinase are what you do, and you want to take cardiovascular, reduces blood viscosity.
God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Bill, you're free now, too.
And don't take Xarelto. It'll kill
you.
Big lawsuits over it.
Whoops, sorry. Yep. See you next week.
Thank you, dear. You did a wonderful job.
Did I hear you say sorry?
Yeah, I did.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens.
some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.